Come, Holy Spirit. Come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. I believe this is my fourth or fifth time that I've had this or taken the opportunity for total consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And over the last 4 weeks, beginning July 13th, many of us in the parish have prepared ourselves for a 30-day preparation for total consecration coming this holy day of obligation this Tuesday. A total consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In years past, I have used the True Devotion to Mary by St. Louis de Montfort. This year, for my first time, I've used a simple text of Father Gately, 33 Days to Morning Glory. But I've noticed something different this year as I make this preparation for consecration. And that the word that to me, and I can only speak to myself, the word that came out to me is, do you trust me? And when we recognize that all that we have, all that we are, all that we can be is a total gift from God, and we give that gift to our Blessed Mother. We give that gift to that Sacred Heart of Christ. For the first time, most radically, most definitively, I've heard this word, trust. So if we go back to the first week of preparation, when I began to hear this word, we look at St. Louis de Montfort and his passionate, his taking the natural elements of his own life, his own personality, and placing it to the proclamation of the gospel and his preaching. And looking at his passion, he looks to the sacrament of baptism, where he says that sacrament of baptism is a womb. The font is a womb of the church that brings about another Christ. And so the church teaches us that the sacrament of baptism begins to transform us, creating us a new, making us a new creature. A creature who is now infused with the life and the power and the presence of God we call grace. And that grace changes us and changes the world in which we live. Through the sacrament of baptism, we recognize how we not only all that we have, are, and can be is a gift, but the life of Jesus Christ is a gift to us. The second week, we look at a 20th century saint, St. Maximilian Kolbe. St. Maximilian Kolbe recognizes this great mystery of grace, and that how we are called to participate in that mystery. And then just as our Blessed Mother gave birth to Jesus Christ and nurtured him along his way, we too, as we are born from the font of baptism, we too are nurtured by Holy Mother Church. And we're given the gift of the food of eternal life and the cup of eternal salvation. We're given that strength so that we might be able to continue to plod our way through this course of this journey of faith. And when we slip, we fall, and we go into the sacrament of confession so that we might more worthily receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. It is this mystery which nourishes us. Like the Blessed Mother nourished her child, so the Holy Mother Church nourishes us along this journey. St. Maximilian Kolbe not only speaks to the mystery of God, but he says, if I might be able to be just as one person might be able to share this great gift, this great mystery of the life and the power and the presence of Christ in my life, if I can share that with others, that's one thing. But he says, if I can form a group, if I can form an army of those who might be able to so likewise share that gift, we can radically transform this world. So he formed a group called the Militia Immaculata, asking those, all people, to be able to take on this consecration to our mother, to take on this mystery of Jesus Christ in our life, and to share that life, especially in the family, so that we might be able to enter into a relationship with Christ, so that we can have the sacrificial gift of ourself for the sake of our family, for the sake of our children, for the sake of our parents, our brothers and sisters. We can share love. And so St. Maximilian Kolbe, the great virgin martyr of the 20th century who died in Auschwitz, gives us a demonstration of his final breath, his final act of sacrificing himself out of love. And the third week, 2 weeks ago, we looked at the life of St. Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa was fixated from the very moment of, I believe it was her seventh grade year or sixth grade year, at 12, 13 years old. She found this connection to that Sacred Heart of Christ. And the words that came to her is that Jesus said from the cross, "I thirst." And Mother Teresa at that little age recognized that this Jesus Christ was thirsting for her heart to enter into his lancet side, to enter into that ocean of mercy. And so as she enters into this heart, coming from the parish called the Sacred Heart, as a little girl, she brought that thirst, she brought that mercy of the Sacred Heart to all those she encountered. And even when she had that call within the call to go from one religious order to start another, she began by asking her sisters to recognize the love that Jesus Christ had for each one of them individually. And that Jesus Christ had this love for all humanity. And to recognize that all humanity, no matter what faith, creed, no matter what nationality or race, Jesus thirst for that human heart. And that he gave us a particular way, as he hung suspended from the cross, a way in which we might be able to more intimately enter into that heart. As he said to John, "Behold your mother." And he said to his mother, "Behold your son." He gave us his mother. And that most pure, immaculate heart might be able to, that first disciple might be able to bring us closer and closer to that heart of Jesus. Because she did it perfectly well. So Mother Teresa again asks us to recognize the thirst of Jesus Christ's heart. And as he opened his side so that we might enter in, and his love and mercy might flow forward, that we might be able to know and experience this love through his mother. Last week, we had an intense reflection with St. John Paul the Great. John Paul II challenged all of us to remember that this Mother Mary, who was given to us as Christ's final breath, that he was, as she was given to us, that she is still our mother, even a greater mother than our own personal biological mother. That she continues to care and to nurture us, and she looks out for our well-being. And that if we were to just invite her into her home, she will enter in. And so she is asking us that we might be able to know from that perfect disciple, how is it that we might be able to encounter the Christ to receive communion? John Paul II says that as this perfect mother, she is encouraging us to entrust our heart to her heart. To recognize that everything that we have, everything that we are, everything that we can be, as it is a gift from God, we entrust in this holy exchange of gifts, we entrust, we give that gift back to the Blessed Mother and she offers it to her son. Every time we come to Mass, we bring the gifts for the celebration, the bread, the wine, gifts from us, gifts from nature. And we offer it to the Heavenly Father. And in this holy exchange of gifts, He takes the gift, He transforms the gift to be His body, the body and blood of His Son, Jesus Christ, among us. So He's asking us to, with faith, to entrust the gift that we give in bread and wine, that it is transformed to His Son, to enliven and nourish and strengthen us along this journey of faith. So that we might be able to recognize, that we might be able to experience mercy. So as we look and we prepare ourselves in just a few days of encountering this total consecration to Mary, I find myself, and I could speak only for myself, that I might trust and entrust my gift, myself, my life to the Queen Mother. And so this time, more than any, this challenge of trust has come to my mind forefront. And so we are asked to trust. And I believe how opportune it is for us to have this gospel here today, where Peter so boldly says, "If it is you, Lord, have me come out and walk across the water." And he did. He trusted. He trusted the Lord that he could step out and step out into the waves. But as he began to see the nature and the elements coming toward him, the height of the waves, the strength of the wind, he began to focus back on nature and not on the supernatural, Christ in front of him. And as he pulled his eyes away from the Christ and looked down, he began to sink. So there is a certain connection I have with Peter at this moment, because he struggled with trust too, to step out into the deep. And when he recognizes that he's sinking, he cries out, "Lord, save me. Grant me your mercy." And immediately the gospel says, he reached out and grabbed Peter and brought him into the boat, to that safety and to that security. And they recognize, "Surely you are the Son of God. Oh, you of little faith," he says to me, "why did you doubt?" And so we must continue to pray with faith and to pray for that trust in our Blessed Mother and in her Son, Jesus Christ. To trust that all that we have, all that we are, all that we can be, as we place it at their disposal, place it into their heart, that they might be able, for the glory of God and the glory of the Father, we might be able to do His most holy will. And so this is why I think it is such an honor as well today to have this icon of the Holy Family. So from the beginning of this preparation, we have been asked to invite Mary into our home, to invite Mary into our hearts, and into the heart of our home, the family, that we might be able to invite her and dads, especially Saint Joseph, moms, the Blessed Virgin, to bring Mary and Joseph into the home so that the presence of Christ might grow there. And so what an honor to have the Holy Family icon with its apostolic blessing in our midst today as we reach that final approach of total consecration to the Queen Mother. Come, Holy Spirit, come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse.